Blog Talk Radio.
Make sure that I'm morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Raven's Real Spill Radio. This is your girl, Raven, the serial poet, bringing to you another hot topic that I've been putting out for a while, but guess what? Better late than never. So tonight's show is going to be body shaming. Why do we do it? If you want to chime in, the number to call in is 214-205-5813, or you could tune in online at Blog Talk Radio, Raven's Real Spill. So we're going to jump into the topic because, of course, you know, I'm only going to talk about this for a short period of time. Today we're dealing with the elections and everything like that, so mentally I'm just exhausted. So we're going to get into this topic. So I want to know, you know, when it comes to your body, you know, I know they have, you know, most of the world is pretty much on the larger side, which, you know, back in the day, it used to be considered obese and unhealthy and things like that. But, you know, right about now, the quote-unquote healthy has been dying off. Sad, but true. If you look at it, you know, more people that's living this healthy lifestyle has been killing over quicker than the ones that's not. The thing that gets on my nerves, though, is when I see somebody in public, especially if it's like a plus size or, as scientifically speaking, obese, BBW, whatever you want to call, you know, a certain size of people, it irritates me to no end when I'm in public and, you know, people are just living their life, having a good time. They dress all cute. They smelling all good. But because this person is a particular size, people want to staple a stereotype onto them. Now, let me kill a myth right now. Every large set person, plus size, whatever, every fat person is not unhealthy. Let me repeat that again. Not every fat person is unhealthy. Because I've seen plenty, and I do mean plenty, of fat people that don't have diabetes, don't have high cholesterol, don't have any of those severe health issues. The only issues that they may have is probably like issues with they stuff like that, but that's easily solved. Like, the more you move, the more, you know, you can work out your joints and your muscles and your ligaments and things like that to make sure that they are up to par. Now, another thing that irritates me to no end is the fact that apparently people, you know, like to sit up there and like assume that, oh, you must eat all day, you must sleep all day, you must do this, you must do that, not knowing that just because a person is big does not mean that they are lazy. It does not mean that they eat all day. It does not mean that they smell. That's another thing that is very disrespectful to say. You know, I'm not going to speak for anybody else, but I know the people that I've been around that has been of the larger persuasion, they've always smelled good to me. They've always smelled good. They always look good. They, you know, had themselves upkept and things like that. It's no one I could honestly say that has gone, let themselves go. But for some reason in the world's eye, they consider it so. And I'm confused as to why is that. Why is it that what other people eat or do with their life bothers you. I would never understand that. I'm hearing people say to fat people, oh, you don't need to eat that. You need a salad. What if a fat person told you, oh, well, you don't need to eat that. You need to eat you a burger. Or you need a whole cow. See how ridiculous that sounds? It holds no merit. What a person looks like should be no never mind to you. But for some odd reason, the more years go by, the more I'm finding that some people find it hard to mind their own business. I don't get it. Is your life that boring? Is you lacking something in yourself? Or, oh, the fact that some people that are fat has all this confidence, you can't stand it, so you trying to knock them down a peg, and if you can't do it, you know, one way, you try to do it another. I'm going to need for anybody that listens to this broadcast, to this show, if you ever went a day in your adult life, now as kids, yeah, kids are bullies, you know what I'm saying, elementary, middle school, high school, you know, of course, they taunt their classmates, oh, you fat, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, you know, if you're a child, then you don't know no better. But then again, you still should know better because you should have parents that teach you that that is not right. And as a mother, I can honestly say that I raised my daughter to accept everybody. If you're not doing anything illegal, I will accept you wholeheartedly. Because I'm not built in a way of, oh, well, you know, you talking about my size, so we can't be friends. I don't care whether you talk about my size or not, because one thing about it is, you talking about my size is not going to make me fix it, it's not going to make me change it, and it's not going to make any difference to me. Because you want to know why? My body is mine, yours is yours. Now, what does end up happening is if you're around me and you supposedly, quote unquote, call yourself my friend, guess what? If you are my friend and as my quote unquote friend, I hear you talking mess about me or downing me or whatever the case may be, we are not friends. You have quickly been shifted to the associate zone. And in the associate zone, it's a place where you no longer have access to me or who I am as a person. So tread lightly, especially if you have friends that are large, fat, whatever you want to call them, because there's so many names that people call larger set people. Me, I just like to be simple and say fat. If it offends somebody, oh well, get out your feelings. If you fat, you fat. I know I'm fat as hell. But guess what? I have a good personality. I have a sense of humor that stays on 10, and I have people around me that know that I'm good people. Besides, fat could be lost. Your personality, however, that ugly, inner, toxic part of you that just feels the need to be nasty and negative to people for no reason because they look different from you, yeah, that makes you ugly. No matter how gorgeous or beautiful you are, that's an ugly trait. And I don't know whether it's learned or whether it's just something that you find to be funny, but I beg of you, if you don't change the toxic ways of basically making fun of others, you know, inflicting your opinions about other people's body onto them, that's a form of judgment. That, don't do that. Don't do that. Because see what ends up happening, as you're sitting up there adding on, you know, negativity, and you think you're being funny, you know, or whatever the case may be, what ends up happening is you're slowly but surely adding a wreck onto your karma. So when karma comes and it finally do serve you up what you deserve, you can't cry about it. You can't cry about it. I know so many women, you know, that I grew up with from high school and things like that, that used to make fun of me on the daily. Because truth be told, I've been big all my life. And you know what? I don't care. I'm going to fix it and go about my business. But the ones who made fun of me in middle school and high school, guess what? Guess what? They ended up having all these kids, and now they're part of the crew. They're part of the BBW crew, the plus size crew, the thick crew, whatever you want to call it. They part of the fat crew. Now they changed their tune. Oh, hey, how you doing? I'm doing apparently better than you. But see, that would be wrong to say, because that would be a form of, you know, bullying or whatnot. And I don't even have a bullying bone in my body. But just be kind to people. It takes nothing to be kind. It really does not. Now let's move on to, you know, the people that are smaller. Now I know some people have a high metabolism, so it's hard for them to gain weight. And because of this fact, they have the added stereotype, oh, that person must have an eating disorder, or they don't eat, or if they do eat, they must throw up their food and stuff like that. Let's stop doing that too, because that's not cute and that's not nice to say about somebody just because they're on the smaller side, because they have so many smaller people that want to gain weight so bad that they pretty much do whatever. Damn, they'll kill themselves because they want to eat all this food and things like that. And they pretty much eating all this food and it's not going anywhere. Probably the toilet, because they run into the bathroom so much. But it does not add to their body mass. It doesn't add on to body fat, you know, and then they get discouraged and then they want to stop eating, which is another adverse reaction that is harmful. Did you know people with eating disorders are both fat and skinny? It's a form of body dysphoria. I think I'm saying that right. If I'm not, you know what I mean. Skinny people look in the mirror and they be like, oh, I'm fat, so they starve themselves. A fat person could look in the mirror and be like, oh, I'm skinny, and keep eating, or vice versa. And the thing about it is, you could sit up there and say the wrong thing to either party, and it ends up having a very bad reaction, which potentially will end up killing either one. You have to be careful how you talk to people. You never know somebody's story. You never know what a person is going through. Because for fat people, you know, they could be fat because of genetics, because of a thyroid. It's so many reasons other than people saying, oh, well, you should, you know, you should push away from the table because, you know, you're getting kind of chunky around the midsection, whatever. And then once the person has a baby, then you body shaming them. Oh, well, you know, don't wait too long because that baby fat is not going to fall off on its own. Who? What? Like, how is that your business? And the same thing with skinny people. Like, how is it your business on whether they decide to exercise or not? If they feel as though they want to exercise, that's their business. You in their business, don't do that. Don't even do that. Because one thing for certain and two for sure is that either party have beautiful spirits. Now, don't get me wrong. They have some people that's just a bitch for no reason on both sides. But for the most part, you run into the most beautiful people. But you're too busy judging them. You're too busy ridiculing and joking and all this other stuff to even realize that fact. Body fat is normal. Whether you have a lot or a little is normal. Stretch marks are normal. Whether you have a lot or little is normal. Cellulite is normal. See, the things about stretch marks, cellulite, body fat, is both skinny and fat people can have it. It just depends on your body frame and your height on how you carry it. Because I'm tall. Anybody that see me in public, if I was to tell them how much I weigh, they'd be like, okay, where is it? Where is it? I ain't going to put that on the air because that ain't your business. But the taller a person is, the more unlikely that they carry their weight unevenly. Just like the taller a person is when they small, to some people it looks strange because the body frame of a tall, smaller person is sometimes odd looking. But guess what? It's still beautiful. God don't make no mistakes. Do we sometimes help God to make the mistakes because of the choices that we make? Oh, absolutely. Now, don't get me wrong. I know it's plenty of fat and skinny people that made eating choices that led to them being that way. But so the fuck what? So what? Why does it bother you, though? Why do you feel the need to body shame somebody? Why do you feel the need to sit up there and tease and cyberbully and gaslight and just do all these things that's negative to a person that you don't know? And even if you do know them, why would you do something like that to somebody that you do know? I don't know how it happened. I don't know when it happened. But this world lacks a compassion, a empathy, sympathy, and kindness that only could be taught at home. When I was being raised, my mom used to tell me all the time, if you can't say nothing nice, don't say nothing at all. But I know what happened. I know what happened. Somewhere between the 80s and now, they were no longer older parents. It's a lot of younger parents that's not really instilling in their kids that bullying is wrong, whether it's in person or cyber, that don't say anything that they wouldn't want said to them. But see, we don't talk about those things. And the only reason why I know is because I had my daughter when I was about to turn 16. But I have a mixture of an old soul and a very childish one. But I still instilled in her what it means to have manners, what it means to love other people, have compassion for other people, to treat people the way that she would want to be treated. And yes, in life, people doubted her and, you know, used to bully her and things like that. But I used to always tell her, you know what? What you do for someone is your blessing. But how they receive it, perceive it, and act upon it is their problem. If they choose to be ugly and nasty towards you, as I said, anybody that takes it upon themselves to ridicule, bully, make fun of, or whatever you want to call it, to where a person feels bad about themselves, you are the problem. And because you are the problem, now we have a problem. Because let me catch anybody making fun of somebody in public, I don't care whether you feel as though it's my business or not, I'm going to make it my business. And I'm going to ask you, what is your problem? And if your problem that you have with somebody that you don't know, or maybe you do know, and you just being a dick, I'm going to be the problem solver. Because nobody's going to disrespect anybody while I'm around. Because I know how it feels. Now, moving right along, and this is probably going to be the last of, because just like I said, I just really came in because I told y'all that I would talk about this, and I'm pretty much summarizing everything. It's a conversation starter. And after you listen to this, I want you to ask yourself, after you listen to this show, I want you to ask yourself, why do I care what people eat? Why do I care about what people do or wear or whatever the case may be? If you one of those type of people, are if you are on the list of people that tell a fat person that they shouldn't eat something or that they should go to the gym or they should do X, Y, and Z, if you're on that spectrum, you need to ask yourself, why do you do that? And why is it your business? And the same thing goes for people that ridicule skinny people. I want you to ask yourself, why does it bother you? Why does it bother people when people are minding their own business? So whoever come back and listen to this show, ask yourself that. Because people that do stuff like that, that whole bullying thing, they don't make you, you know what I'm saying? That just pretty much show your true colors. And clearly you must have some type of insecurity going on, or somebody hurt you because you're being an asshole to somebody that you don't know. And now you done caused somebody to either develop a bad eating habit, eating disorder, depression, or suicidal thoughts. So you have to be careful what you say. There's power in the tongue, and whatever you speak has detriment and adverse reaction. Now, another thing as far as body shaming is concerned is people that have this whole vitiligo situation. Vitiligo and how do you pronounce it? That is, they have vitiligo and albinism as far as albino people. I could count on my hands and feet how many times I've seen immature dickheads make fun of a vitiligo person because their skin is splotched, or, you know, it's more black than white, or more white than black, or vice versa, whatever the case may be, and calling them things like cows. Why would you call? It's the ignorance for me. It really is. It is definitely the ignorance for me. Why would you call a human being with vitiligo that's already struggling with the fact that they look different and they're going through something and they can't help what's happening to their skin? Why would you make them feel worse than what they already do? Like, why? The same thing with albinos. I have seen so many freaking controversial debates about albinos. Are they black? Are they white? Are they mixed? They're people. That's all you need to know. Anything other than that, that ain't your business. If you're not their mom or their dad, it ain't your business. It costs nothing to be kind to people. And that's why I keep my circle hella tight. And at this point, I don't think it's really a circle no more. I have more of a square. I have three people in my life, my bestie, my girl, and my daughter. Because anybody else, you can't trust them. Because if they talk about somebody else to you, they talking to that same individual that they talking about you, to them. But y'all not ready for that conversation. Y'all not ready for the whole conversation of when you sit up there and you're in conversation with a person that you think is your friend, and they talking all this stuff. Y'all talking about somebody else. We're all guilty of it in some shape, form, or fashion. Y'all talking about somebody else to each other, laughing, kikiing about it. And then when things go left, you have to stop and think and be like, dang, the same way she was talking or he was talking about me to them, she talking to me about them. And that's crazy. That's the craziest thing ever. And I would never understand it. I would never understand why. But like my mom used to tell me, sometimes things is not meant for you to understand. The only thing you can do is cut them off and keep it moving. And anybody that know me, know I don't mind cutting nobody off. Because, baby, what you're not going to do is disturb my peace. My peace is more important than anybody's feelings, anybody's ego, anybody's anything. And that's why I say what I say. There's a lot of people walking around with this hate in their heart. Frown up when they see somebody that's too big or too small. The stretch marks, the rolls, the cellulite, the vitiligo, the freaking being an albino, whether you a woman with bald hair and a beard or a man with no with long hair and no beard. People is just lost. The human race is lost. And I feel so sorry for a lot of you. Because you have no clue that everything you've done that you have not apologized for or made right or acknowledged or whatever the case may be, you have no freaking clue that those things is tacked onto you. So when the final judgment day comes, every transgression that you've done, that you have not repented for or made right or whatever the case may be, is going with you to judgment day. To be judged the way you judged others doing God's work. I'm not an angel by any means, but I can honestly say at the age of 40, a lot of the ways that I had before this time, I've grown from. And I feel so blessed and honored to say that when it comes to me, people can sit up there and be like, oh, you fat, you black, you look like a dude, you this, you that, whatever the case may be. Because I am a lesbian, so yeah, of course they feel as though every lesbian looks like a dude, especially if you're not super girly. But guess what? That don't matter to me. At the age of 40, somebody could stand right in my face and say all these derogatory things to me about me, but I know who I am. I know what I'm capable of. I'm capable of greatness beyond all measure. The things that I've endured this year and last year is nothing compared to what I'm about to walk into in 2021. And I want to talk any and everybody that will come back and listen to this show. If you've ever been made fun of, ridiculed, judged, whatever the case may be, to the point to where you feel like you are not valued on this earth, let me be the first to tell you, you are very valued. You are very loved. You matter and you are important. In this life, we should not give people the audacity of feeling that they have any type of power over us. Because you want to know why? When the time comes, everybody that has been on the odd man, you know what I'm saying, the odd man out or whatever the case may be, and you have that major glow up, I want you to be able to look in the mirror. Look in the mirror. Look at yourself. And whether you're a man or a woman, for the men, I want you to look at yourself. If you are a big old cuddly teddy bear with your pot belly and man boobs, whatever the case may be, I want you to look at yourself in the mirror and be like, you know what? She may not want me. He may not want me. But somebody will. And I'm going to be blessed with somebody that's going to love all of this. It's in its entirety. And ladies, I want you to do the same thing. When you step out the shower, I want you to look at all your stretch marks, cellulite, fupa, you know what I'm saying, bra roll, whatever the case may be. If you have alopecia, you're still beautiful. If you have eczema, you're still beautiful. If you have, you know what I'm saying, acne that's just so severe to where it makes you feel uncomfortable and, you know, just not attractive, I'm going to tell you, you are. If you need a best friend, I will be your best friend. But what we're not going to do is give the power to those who don't speak positivity into our lives any more power than what we already have. Men, you're handsome. I can't date you because I'm a lesbian, but you're handsome. Carry yourself as such. Ladies, you're beautiful. You're intelligent. I want you to strut and carry yourself as such. Carry yourself in a light of which you know you are. And I know this is a cliche quote, but fake it till you make it. Fake it until you make it. Go get your hair cut, man. Go get your outfit. Go get you some Jordans, whatever the case may be. Whatever makes you feel your most handsomest, go do it. Ladies, go get your toes and your nails done. Go get your hair done. Do your makeup. Get your outfit, whatever the case may be. Dress yourself up. Because when you look good, you feel good. And I don't care what nobody say, that is the way it is. But if you lay around all day, focus on the fact that, oh, you know what I'm saying, Barbara done called you fat, Philip done called you bald, whatever the case may be, if you dwell on the words of people, you will always be in a very depressive and degenerating state of mind. Don't let them have power over you. You better take back your power. You are your own person. How you see you is how others will see you. Confidence is the bomb. confidence and a smile is the sexiest thing that you can see on a person. Because I've seen some of the most awkwardly beautiful people, and they smile and their confidence and the way they carry themselves makes me look at them like, you know what, sis? You got that. You know what, sis? You bad. You's a bad woman. Or either I'm like, you know what, bro? Any woman will be lucky to have you. Words of affirmation. I believe in speaking positivity into people, not beat them down when they're feeling that they lowest. Anybody could do that. It would be easy for me to be like, oh, well, shoot, yeah, you bald. That's from wearing all them hats all the time. Yeah, you going bald. Like, what would that achieve, though? What would that achieve me or you to remind you that you're going bald? Is not achieving anything. But yet and still, for some reason, people find it easier to down somebody than to uplift them. And I really don't get that. If I ever come across, you know, somebody and I feel their energy and their energy is solemn. Somebody told me not too long ago that I'm an empath, that I feel people's pain, and, you know, I adapt or I sympathize or, you know, what they call sympathy pain. And I never knew what an empath was. I always wondered why, when I'm around certain people, authentic people, don't get it twisted, because if you fake, I'm not going to feel nothing. But when I'm around authentic and genuinely caring people, you can feel them. You can feel their pain. When they bring something to you, you can tell that it was intentionally placed for you to fix it. I'm not in y'all. I'm not here to fix nobody's life. But I am here to tell you, whoever comes and listens to this show, and if you made it to this point of my show, I want you to close your eyes and I want you to listen to my voice. Do not allow family, friends, coworkers, spouses, mates, strangers, or what, do not allow people to take the very best parts of you and taint it. Because the moment that you allow that to happen is the moment that you have allowed them to turn you from the brightest light to the darkest shadow. Don't allow them to do that to you. Because from where I feel and from where I'm sitting, and from what I know, life is already full of hard days. Don't allow anybody to make your life any harder than what it already is. So if you are fat and you are eating and a person say that, yeah, you need to eat a salad, the best thing to do is smile at them and, like, thank you for your opinion. but it is not needed. Don't let anybody into your energy. Protect your peace at all costs. If you have to cut somebody off, cut them off. If they get in their feelings about it, let them know that they handed you the scissors to cut their ass off. In 2021, going into 2021, we should no longer be tolerating people that is not speaking life into our existence. So again, if you have to cut people off, cut them off. I promise you, and I'm saying this with all the confidence that's in me, I promise you, not only will you feel better, not only will you feel lighter, not only will the floodgates of blessings be opened up to you, but you will also feel this light rising out of the darkness and exuding on the outside. So if you made it to this point, I want you to take what I'm telling you and apply it to your life. And I promise you, you will notice a difference. So with that being said, I'm going to end the show here now. I thoroughly enjoyed talking with y'all. To all the callers that called in, thank you so much for calling in. Even though you just was listening, it means so much to me. The support is always great. To the one person that inboxed me from Instagram that told me to just say that, yes, I'm all about it. I'm all about this life because I feel as though life is too short to let people make you feel like you don't belong. So thank you for your Instagram DM or whatnot. But it's no need for me to give y'all a thought of the night. I think this whole hour, I pretty much, you know, gave y'all my thoughts or whatnot. I would say that I'm going to do a late night vibes with Raven because I have been getting requests and inquiries about why I haven't done them in a while. Y'all, life has taken a toll. Planning a wedding. I'm in the process of planning a move. And, you know, hey, but just know when I do, and if you're following me on Blog Talk, you will be, you know, emailed when I'm doing another late night vibes with Raven. But until then, yeah, it'll probably be a while. But definitely tune in Friday for Club Real Spill. It's going to be disco night. So put on your doggone dancing shoes and pick out your fro. And we're going to, you know, do the whole boogie, boogie, boogie down the Soul Train line. So with that being said, I love y'all. Pray before you lay. Peace, love, and blessings. Good night, y'all.
focus on.